Praise the Lord. I am when I was 8 years old, my father had to go abroad to earn money for the family. After a year, he stopped contacting us. He had totally left us. Then my mother looked after us with her handbag. In my childhood, I felt loneliness and I had a big need of the love of father. Through one of my friends, I got to know about the father's love of Jesus. I was led to the Sunday school by my friend and then I accepted Jesus Christ as my own Savior. One day I had a dream. There was a locked room and all my friends tried to open the door. No one would open the door except for me. There was a boy inside the room and he came out of the room crying. He was very untidy and hungry, but no one was ready to help him. I prayed in my heart and begged others to help him. Suddenly, I heard a gentle voice saying, "You only can help the child." Then I was angry and stepped out towards the child, but he was not there. I saw many roads ahead of me. Then again the same voice said to me, "Look for the child." When I woke up from my dream, I could not understand the meaning of it. Later I was called to take the training for the Children's Ministry Institute course. There I saw the same figure of the child in my dream of the PowerPoint slides of the classes. Importance of conversion. I realized this was God's guidance toward the visions for the children's ministry. Through the session, I was acknowledged about the bondage of slavery of the children, and this is a burden I have in Christ. I believe that podcast called me to serve Him with faith, proclaiming the good news to the children. Thank you. Praise to God. Thank you.